Lots of anxiety, some real, some projected, and depression. And a sense of being totally overwhelmed. It's my unconventional life. Is it? I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally, discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? My life was full of many tragedies, most of which never occurred. I think that holds true for me. I worry about a lot. Here recently, I worry almost all of the time. I tried listening to a 10-minute guided mindfulness meditation the other day, and I swear I didn't hear one word. My head was swimming in thoughts and worries the whole time. My life outside of work and being a parent feels on hold, and sometimes like it always will be. I want to get back to who I was before, but at points it just seems impossible. I'm still scared of what would happen. Again, this is how my head works, catastrophizing. But so much of my life just seems unsettled right now. I went back to England this week for work. It was only a short trip, but I got to see my mum and sister and some friends, which was really nice. I'm always reminded every time I go back how colourful England is. The greens and the blues and the pastel shades of brown and yellow when the sun shines, which it did most of the time when I was there. When I first got back, it cast me back to when I used to live there, before I crossed the Atlantic to pursue my dreams. And I felt blessed to have the life I do now, especially my job. But then it reminds me how much time has passed since then. And I'm reminded, as I see people 10 years my junior, with houses, careers, divorces, and children older than mine, that the world doesn't age with you. You're like the aging skin that dries and crinkles up and eventually flakes off. When I got back to LA, the conversation of a second kid came up again with Erie. We took Froggy and Erie's dog to a lovely park overlooking the Hollywood sign, and it was absolutely perfect weather, a beautiful day. We put a blanket down and let Froggy see the world as unencumbered as ever yet. And there he's been way more emotionally calm over the last few weeks. Like her hormones are really settling down. She's going back to the person that she was before she got pregnant. And with that, the idea of having a second baby is certainly a possibility. In theory, I was open to having a second kid when we signed the contract, and I always imagined having a boy. Not that that's necessarily what we would get, but either way, it would be nice for Amelia to have a sibling. Given the last 9 months, though, and our situation, there's just too many negatives to me right now. And as I mentioned before, I was overcome with anxiety about what would happen if she decided to have a second kid with someone else. But when I asked her in the park if she had anyone else in mind, she said that she didn't, and that if I didn't want to have another kid, she probably wouldn't. She didn't know. unless it just happened naturally if she met someone. While there are still concerns in that scenario, it'd make me feel much more at ease. Like I said, Aries seemed way more stable recently. Like everybody said, going back to the person she was before she got pregnant. But what is real, though? I've only known her for 16 months. The majority of that was when she was on this hormonal roller coaster of being pregnant. We really have to rebuild our trust and communication. Like in a lot of emotionally trying situations, I found that we have shut down and pulled back a lot. But even in general, I felt this pervading overall depression this week that's ebbed and flowed, but at points has completely overwhelmed me. On the flight back from England, though, it occurred to me that I perhaps shouldn't be afraid of it. Or judge it as bad. I have a friend and colleague who has a documentary coming out this week about mental health and his battles with depression. It seems quite a universal human experience. Perhaps biological, perhaps as a result of the life that we more often than not lead in the West, or perhaps both. But again, perhaps it's good to look at it mindfully, without judgment. To even live in it and know that it will pass. And to get beyond the idea that we should be happy all the time, or that that's even a realistic ideal, and instead find a peace to all of life's emotions. That's what a determinist would do. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are, and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.